So we're in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text 111. Okay. Mukha Bahuru Padebhya. Purushasya Shramai Saha Chatvaro Chagnire Varna Gunair Vi Pradaya Pritak Mahabahuru Padebhya Purushasya Shramai Saha Satvaro Jagnire Varna Gunair Vipradaya Pritak Mukhabahuru Padebhya Purashyasya Shramai Saham Chatvaro Jagnire Varna Gunair Vipradaya Pritak All right. Mukha The mouth, bahu, the arms, uru, the waist, padebhya, from the legs, purushasya, of the Supreme Person, ashramai, the different spiritual orders, saha, with Chatvara, the four, Jagnire, appeared, Varna, social orders, Gunai, with particular qualifications, Vipraadayaha, Brahmanas, etc., Pritak, separately. Translation and very short purport by Srila Prabhupada. From the mouth of Brahma, the Brahminical order has come into existence. Similarly, from his arms, the Kshatriyas have come. From his waist, the Vaishyas have come. And from his legs, the Shudras have come. These four orders and their spiritual counterparts, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas, combine to make human society complete. We'll skip the repetition part if you don't mind. Purport. This verse and the next are quotations from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.2 and 3. So the logical thing to do at this point is to go to the same verse, but in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Before we get into the Bhagavatam content, I just want to mention that today there are there's a whole list of observances. The class, there would hardly be enough time in the class to even touch on those, but to speak of, give CC Srimad Bhagavatam in, elaboration. So I'll just run through these observances. First, we have Balaram Rasa Yatra. I didn't find a reference for that, but it could only imply the rasa dance that Lord Balaram enacted with his own group of gopis. Next, we have Sri Krishna Vasant Rasa. These are this list that I'm reading are all observances for today, as you've seen on the calendar. So this is a quote from, I think it's from Narayan Maharaj. Sri Krishna, given in Mahanidhi's Samadhi's book. Quote, in Vedic India, the New Year is celebrated on two occasions, on the solar and lunar years, New Years. It is significant that both of these New Years are celebrated in the spring season, or Vasant Ritu. That word Ritu, those who are very attentive to Bhagavad Gita, Ritunam Kushumakaraha, of the seasons, Kushumakara, it's a flower-bearing spring. The solar month begins when the sun enters the first sign of the zodiac, or Aries, usually on the 13th of April. The lunar year begins with the first day of Chaitra Mas and corresponds to the Gaudiya lunar month of Vishnu. For example, in 2012, the first day of Chaitra, or Vishnu, began on the 9th of March. Vedic India has a system of six seasons, 2 months each, and Chaitra is also the first month of Vasant Ritu, or springtime. I'm just going to keep moving forward because there's all these different observances that we have today. Next is the appearance of Radha Kund. That's quite a subject matter. I remember relishing the nectar from Dinabandhu Prabhu on site at Radha Kund in near Govardhan a number of years ago. I have the whole account on the phone. I'm not even going to bother looking there. I'll just very briefly touch on it because there's a lot of other things happening today. So I'm trying to trust my memory on this. Correct me if I make a mistake. But there was a problem between Radha and Krishna. Of course, it's Leela. And Radha didn't want to bathe in Shama Kund, in Krishna's Kund or Krishna's pool, because she said that it's contaminated because Krishna, you have killed, not only have you killed a cow, in this case, a male cow, what was his name? Aristasura, but you also killed your uncle. That's not very nice to kill your own uncle. What was his uncle's name? Kamsa. So Radharani is rebuking Krishna for that and saying, therefore, your kund, I wouldn't want to bathe in that. It's not pure. So, of course, this is Leela. And so then she created her own kund, Radha Kund. And there's some very nectarian details involved with that. If we have time at the end, I can read some of that off my phone. Another event today, an observance, is the appearance of Vamshi Vadana Thakur. Now, this personality, along with Ishan, served Vishnu Priya Devi, the widow of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's interesting, these two men, devotees, Ishan and Vamshi Vadana Thakur, were both became servants of Vishnu Priya Devi, the most exalted widow of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one more, Sri Shamananda Prabhu. This is the account by His Holiness Narayan Maharaj. While living in Vrindavan, Krishna Das regularly swept the streets before dawn. He performed this humble service so that the Vaishnavas would not hurt their feet while walking to the temples. One morning, he found a captivatingly beautiful golden ankle bracelet. When Lalita and Vishakha Sakis asked for the bracelet, Krishna Das said he would only give it to the original owner. Blindfolding Krishna Das, the gopis brought him to Srimati Radhika. She allowed him to put the bracelet on her ankle, but before fastening it, Krishna Das reverentially touched it to his forehead. This left a new tilak mark, which now distinguishes all of Shamananda's followers. Rejoicing over Krishna Das's transcendental fortune, Sri Jiva Goswami awarded him the name Shamananda, which means one who pleases Srimati Radharani, or the servant of Shamasundara Krishna. Sometime after Hridaya Chaitanya's disappearance, he reappeared in a dream telling Shamananda to preach. With the help of his foremost disciple, Rasikananda, Shamananda profusely spread the worship and service of Gaur Nityananda all over Orissa. Let me just interject here as a parenthetical remark. Lately, these days, I've been reading a book by Bhakti Vikash Swami about Rasikananda. And we hear these names and we think, well, they all kind of relate to one another. But for instance, in the case of Rasikananda, his glories are unbelievable. I mean, it just his powers and his superhuman accomplishments are definitely enlivening to read. Rasikananda. So Hridaya Chaitanya's disappearance, he appeared in a dream telling Shamananda to preach. That was Sri Jiva Goswami is being referred to here, and he gave him the name Shamananda. With the help of his foremost disciple, Rasikananda, Shamananda profusely spread the worship and service of Gaur Nityananda all over Orissa. 24-hour kirtan surrounds Shamananda's Pushpa Samadhi, which is located in the opposite side of the street running between Radha Shamasundara and Radha Damodar temples in Vrindavan. You can find it there. Okay, now getting to today's subject matters, particularly after having briefly touched on the observances that all coincide today. Although without a purport, we are referred to another instance of the verse, which does include a BBT purport, namely Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.2, because it's the same verse, it's just appearing in Bhagavatam. I'll read that translation. Sri Chamasa said, each of the four social orders headed by the Brahmanas was born through the different combinations of the modes of nature from the face, arms, thighs, and feet of the Supreme Lord in his universal form. Thus, the four spiritual orders were also generated. And the BBT purport reads as follows. Those who are not spontaneously attracted to the devotional service of the Lord can be gradually purified by observing the varnashram system of the four social orders and the four spiritual orders. Just to remind you all that I'm reading this verse in purport because it's a repetition of today's verse, which in CC does not have a purport, but we're referring to the Bhagavatam repetition of the verse, which does have a purport, which I'm reading now. According to Sridhar Swami, the Brahmanas are born from the mode of goodness, the Kshatriyas a combination of goodness and passion, the Vaishyas of a combination of passion and ignorance, and the Shudras of the mode of ignorance. This is interesting because I don't know if you all had the same experience, but I always only identified the Vaishyas as the ones that are a combination of two different modes of passion and ignorance. But here we're hearing that the Kshatriyas are also combined, their influence is combined of goodness and passion. Vaishyas, passion and ignorance. And the Shudras of the mode of ignorance. Just as the four social orders are born from the face, arms, thighs, and feet of the Lord's universal form, similarly, the Brahmacharis are generated from the heart of the Lord, the householder order from his loins, the Vanaprastas from his chest, and the Sannyas order from his head. So it kind of makes sense, the loins where you procreate. So the householders, they have kids from the loins. Vanaprastha from the chest. And sannyas from them. So the ashrams are also, can be related to different parts of the Lord's universal form. A similar verse is found in, I'm still reading the purport. A similar verse is found in the Rig Sangita 8.4.19, as well as the Shukla Yajur Veda 34.11, and the Atharva Veda 19.66. This same verse appears in all those different shastras. Brahmanosya mukham asid bahuda janya kritaha uru tadasya yadvaishya padbhyam shudro jayata. Translation, the Brahmana appeared as his face, the king of, as his arms, the Vaishya as his thighs, and the Shudra was born from his feet. It is understood that pure devotional service to the Lord has already been described by two of the Yogendras. I'm continuing, this is a BBT purport. Two of those, Drumila and Avirhotra. Chamasa Muni now describes the system of Varnashram Dharma because this system is meant to gradually purify those who are inimical to the Supreme Lord, bringing them back to their constitutional position of love of Godhead. Similarly, the Virat Rupa, a universal form of the Lord, is an imaginary form meant to help the gross materialists gradually understand the position of the personality of Godhead. So here the BBT purport goes a whole nine yards and just says it's imaginary. We hear Srila Prabhupada describes the universal form as more or less imaginary. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a support. It's a didactic or there's another word for that assistance to the readers or the hearers of Srimad Bhagavatam and Vedic wisdom to get some to have some personal sense. That's also mentioned in the Bhagavatam purports. I think the beginning of the was the first canto or second canto that the impersonalist, the Virat Rupa is kind of gives a help to those who can't conceive of God as a person. So, but they do respect the universe. They certainly behold the wonders of the universe. So the universe is pictured for them as a person called the Virat Rupa. Since the foolish materialist cannot understand anything beyond matter, he is encouraged to see the entire universe as a personal form of the Supreme Lord's body, as I was just mentioning. The impersonal conception of formlessness is a mere negation of temporary material variety without any concept of the Lord's spiritual potency. The impersonal view is another kind of material speculative conception. Now, with your permission, I'll get very personal here. My sister-in-law, her name is Ruth. I think she's still on the planet. She told me very feelingly that I'm really into formlessness, like she was relishing formlessness. To see nirvishesha sunyavadi paschacchadesatan spread even to my family, my siblings in Vermont. So, since the foolish materialist cannot understand anything beyond matter, he is encouraged to see the entire universe as a personal form of the Supreme Lord's body. The impersonal conception of formlessness is a mere negation of temporary material variety without any concept of the Lord's spiritual potency. The impersonal view is another kind of material speculative conception. The Supreme Lord is full of spiritual potencies under the principle headings Ladini, or unlimited bliss, Sandini, or eternal existence, and Samvit, or omniscience. It is understood from this verse that the Varnashram Dharma system generated from the universal form of the Lord is a program offered by the Lord to engage the conditioned souls in a complete social and religious system, Varna and Ashram, that gradually brings them back home, back to Godhead. This nice purport by BBT. Specifically, Gopi Puranadana Prabhu. He told me personally, he let me stay in his humble abode in Govardhan some years back. And he told me that he actually wrote most of the purports in the 10th canto, he personally shared that with me. So, we went to the Bhagavatam. There was something I had on the phone also I wanted to add here. Let's see. I hope it's something additional. Okay. Or did I just read that? Let me make sure I don't repeat. I already read this. Okay. Krishna. I guess instead of just reading, I should have expanded on it a lot more of the time. If we're hearing something about Varnashram and how they correspond to different orders and ashrams correspond to different modes of nature. So the whole scheme in the Vedic culture, which is as much as possible, should be our culture. That's a whole discussion. I know Ridhananda Maharaj was often debate about that issue about which culture should determine our paradigm and our mindset. Most of us tend to accept the fact that even though we're living here in America, but our default mode should not be American culture. They once asked Mahatma Gandhi, "What do you think of Western culture, America included, of course?" And he famously answered, he said, "I think that would be a good thing." You get his gist that he was kind of, by his answer, he was, in a clever way, he was kind of questioning if there is any real culture. I guess you can say American culture, there's one aspect that definitely scores some points in favor of the idea of American culture, and that's called jazz. That came from America, and, you know, but aside from jazz, it's hard to define what American culture really is. It's not artificial. Did I mention in class here that Brahmananda Prabhu, when he was still Bruce Scharf at the very beginning, early in 66, he mentioned to Swamiji, of course that's Prabhupada, that he's planning on going to India. And does anybody here remember from Lilamrita how Prabhupada responded? Srila Prabhupada said, "You don't have to go. Why you go to India? India has come to you." And it's true that Srila Prabhupada didn't just come alone. He brought the whole culture and the whole disciplic succession. And of course, Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. So, very fortunate Bhakta Bruce, he told the line and he stayed the course and became the temple president of the first temple at 26 Second Avenue. So the... this idea of culture is very important, and so if we depend on the United States to provide us with a culture, it sort of falls short. But if we rely on the matchless gift from Srila Prabhupada, as Prabhupada told Brahmananda, India has come to you. So it's not like we're artificially becoming Indians. That's a whole, the way, you know, in terms of dress, and that's a point where it's sometimes debated if it's something artificial. No, first of all, we don't, especially coming from the USA, we don't really, it's hard to identify exactly an American culture besides jazz. So we're kind of orphans. We kind of need Mother India, as sometimes referred to. We need a culture. And what better culture can we possibly adopt or adapt ourselves to than the Vedic, which is actually the only culture in the true sense of the term. Sometimes it's referred to as Aryan culture. In Bhagavad Gita, and in the second verse of the second chapter, that's mentioned that Anarya Jistam Ashvargyam Akirtim Karam Arjuna, that if you don't fight, then you're not an Aryan. You can't consider yourself an Aryan, which is a true human being in the deeper sense of the term, the Aryan culture. Of course, Chachigrva he vartate nama tubhyam aho batasva pachato gariyan chipadev. That's from is it Devahuti? No. From the third canto, that whole long section. The wife of Kardama Muni is Devahuti, right? So she's saying that how glorious are those who, from the tip of their tongue, Jivagre, you hear comes the vibration of your holy names. They're understood that they've already achieved all the accomplishments of the Vedic culture. They've studied the scriptures. They've bathed in all the places of pilgrimage. They've done everything required simply because on their tongues. So let's qualify ourselves again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It seems too good to be true, and we shouldn't take it cheaply either. We have to learn how to chant properly if we're not already doing so. Most of us are on the, you know, on the road, on the path towards improved chanting. You can say ever improving. So as far as culture is concerned, it's not artificial that we identifying with so-called Indian culture. It's not Indian, it's not Hindu, but Vedic. It just happens to find its capital. Now with the Krishna consciousness movement, it's spread all over the world, but basically we know that its hub is in Bharatvarsh. In Kali Yuga, Bharatvarsh is reduced to the subcontinent of India, but the influence of Bharatvarsh is right here at this moment in this temple room by Prabhupada's mercy. He came and carried with him, as he told Brahmananda, India has come to you, not just India as a geographical location, but or as a designation. But the Vedic principles, the Vedic culture, and not just Vedic, but Vedic Vaishnav Siddhanta, the conclusion of ultimate Vedic understanding, Vedaischa Savayaram Eva Vedyo Vedanta Krit Veda Vedeva Chaham, Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter verse, is Krishna consciousness. Krishna, because he created everything, he, in one sense, he is everything, but he specifically encouraged the human society to take up the Vedic culture, which is I think in the introduction to Ishopanishad, Srila Prabhupada is saying that, writing that that essentially it's the Varnashram Dharma. So that's the essential aspect of the Vedic culture. Of course, one can argue that you go to the more sublime aspect is Krishna consciousness, exactly. But as far as culture, how to organize society, it's the four social orders and four spiritual orders. So, so I'll just read the translation again from the Chaitanya Charitamrita verse, which also is the Bhagavatam verse. From the mouth of Brahma, the Brahminical order has come into existence. Similarly, from his arms, the Kshatriyas have come. From his waist, the Vaishyas have come. And from his legs, the Shudras have come. These four orders and their spiritual counterparts, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas, combine to make human society complete. And one could, okay, one question comes up immediately, and I don't have the answer to it. Maybe you could help me. That we usually hear of the varnas and the ashrams coming from the universal form of the Lord. But here it's saying from the mouth of Brahma, the Brahminical order has come into existence. So, okay, I'm going to try to answer my own question. I believe that refers to the creation by Lord Brahma, that he even created music. He created everything in this world on behalf of the Lord, Supreme Lord, and that so that's how the different varnas emanated. So it's kind of early, but today's a especially quiet day. Everyone, when I first joined in Boston, Massachusetts, I was one of what the temple president referred to as this stay back for lunch bunch. The more stalwart, you know, Sankirtan guerreros or warriors, they would go out after breakfast. They'd all go out. Some of them would go to the airport. We had Sanjaya was there and had some real legendary, even Chipperari was with us for some time. He wasn't yet sannyas. So this, anyway, I'm not making fun of us. That would be self-defeating. But, and we're not staying back only for lunch either. We're staying back to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. But so many devotees have gone to St. Augustine for another glorious festival of Ratiyatra. They're going very soon. They've already gone. So, muchas gracias por su amable atención. Thank you for your kind attention. Does anyone want to add anything or raise any question? Or so many things happening today. That's a line from Shakespeare. It says, and the rest was silence. Is that Steve D?
Yeah.
Oh, you came just in time. Came just in time for the end of the class. I'm sorry that I'm ending the class kind of early today. But and no one seems to have any question. I know you would certainly have questions, but you didn't have a chance to hear even the verse. Oh, you heard some of it. Any words of wisdom from you?
It's like these psychologies in human culture are just kind of naturally there. And it's a question then of organizing it proactively for everybody's spiritual upliftment.
Organizing it what?
Proactively for everyone's spiritual upliftment as opposed to organizing
co-actively?
It.
Co-actively?
So, well, yeah.
So no, that's all right. I understand. I just didn't catch it.
I was just throwing something out there, filling up airtime.
Yeah, we use the word natural. And what is nature? It's a triguna. Nature means there are three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance. So it's totally natural for human society to be organized according to the influence of the respective modes. And in Kali Yuga, that doesn't usually happen. So we get misfits. We get different individuals taking different positions that don't fit. They don't fit those positions, and it doesn't fit their nature. Of course, as Prabhupada would remind us, that in Kali Yuga, the nature is, the mode of ignorance is very prominent, and so people's nature are mostly Shudra, if even that. And then Prabhupada, and some Vaishyas, a few Vaishyas, but because the lower modes are so prevalent, you don't get much, you know, even a hint of, maybe you get a hint of Kshatriya and Brahmin. So the Krishna conscious movement is to establish a class of Brahmanas despite the fact that it's Kali Yuga. It's a tall order. And unless we do establish a class of Brahmanas, and hopefully it's in process, then the idea of Prabhupada's, remember the 50% of my work is not completed. Oh, Srila Prabhupada, because you didn't finish all the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam? No, that's, I've done a lot of writing. It's Varnashram Dharma. That's the other 50% that I haven't been able to accomplish. So that's a whole discussion. So, anybody else have anything to add? All right, so thank you so much. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna.